Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the National MS Society's Welcome to the Greater Northwest Chapter conference call. Your host for today is Kristen Sanger. There will be a time for question and answers at the end of this call, and if you would like to ask a question at that time, you will need to press the number one key on your phone. Again, if you would like to ask a question at the time for Q&A, you need to press the number one key. Ms. Sanger, you may now begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Greater Northwest Chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Thank you for joining us on the call tonight. During this evening's call, we will talk about chapter programs and services and discuss how you can get involved with the National MS Society. But more importantly, we're interested in hearing what your needs and interests are, especially out in your individual communities. At the end of the call, we will open up the lines for an operated assisted question and answer time. Also, if you have friends and family that might want to hear this monthly teleconference at a later date, we will have all the teleconferences recorded and available on our website. So now I want to start with introducing our two speakers tonight, Mr. Trevis Gleason. Trevis has been a Coast Guard navigator, food journalist, and published author, a consultant, an award-winning chef, and culinary instructor. Retired from a career and living in Seattle, Washington, Trevis has taken on the even larger challenge of living with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. He's a very active volunteer for the National MS Society and lives with his wife, Karen, and their pack of three dogs, Sadie, Stella, and Max, in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood. Trevis also posts a Life with MS blog on everydayhealth.com. Our other featured speaker tonight is Ray Heacox. Ray was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2003, though like many, he experienced his first symptoms as much as 20 years before he heard those words we all know too well, you have multiple sclerosis. At the time of those first symptoms, Ray was working as an executive for NBC in New York. Nearly a decade on, Ray has held several interesting positions and has made his way back home to the Pacific Northwest, as he's originally from Tacoma, with his wife, the lovely and talented Cynthia Huffman, where he's the president and general manager of King 5 TV and the other Bellow Network stations here in the Northwest. Ray is also the chairman of the Board of Trustees of the new Greater Northwest Chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. So now I'm going to turn it over to the guys, and here they go.
Hi, everybody. This is Ray Heacox. I'm going to start off, and I want to thank Kristen for setting this up and doing such a great job of preparing two guys who actually have enough MS that we have trouble being able to remember our own names. So hopefully we will inform you and maybe even provide mild entertainment as we go through the process. And we'd like to welcome all of you to the phone call. You know, this has been a tremendous year, actually probably closer to a year and a half, as the National MS Society has gone through a process of recombining or changing the affiliate nature of the different regions of the organization. So many of you may already be aware, if you're not, what was once the Greater Washington Chapter, which handled most of the state of Washington, is now the Greater Northwest Chapter. That is the result of adding Alaska, and most recently, Big Sky Country, Montana, to the fold, so that we have one of the largest geographic areas covered by any chapter in the organization. So it's been a great year for growth and a great opportunity for all of us to join together, merge, and be able to learn from each other and provide a lot more services. And that's really the purpose of the whole thing. As you look at our region now, we actually have a region that is known for having probably the highest rate per capita of multiple sclerosis of any place on the planet. So, you know, we could all speculate, I'm sure all of you have at one time or another, about the many reasons that may be. But in our case, that means that we have about 12,000 people that we know have disclosed as having multiple sclerosis in this region. And undoubtedly, the actual number is much higher than that. You know, for us, the most important thing about being part of the MS organization and being part of the MS family is that the National MS Society and this chapter work very hard to provide services to, you know, support a mission that really is about providing for all of us who have multiple sclerosis, and to make sure that not only do we have services, but we have a voice from an advocacy point of view, and that we do an excellent job of trying to raise funds to support research to find a cure. So, you know, I welcome you. The chapter is here to do whatever we can for everyone with multiple sclerosis in the area. And I think the best person to tell you about that is somebody who is a longtime volunteer and probably the best ambassador I can think of for all of us, and that's Travis.
Well, thank you, Ray. And I'd like to thank all of you as well for joining us tonight. I know that it's difficult, in particular, if there are little kids running around, et cetera, this time of the evening might not be ideal. And so, indeed, again, we welcome you and or your family to join us via the website to listen to a rebroadcast of this call, if you like. And you can do that and keep up with all that is going on in the chapter in several different ways. And you can certainly visit us on our website, and the website for the Greater Northwest Chapter is www. Of course, it's msnorthwest.org, and that's spelled out Northwest. It's not NW, so it's msnorthwest.org. Or at any time, you can also give our Information and Resource Center a call, and that's it's an 800 number. It's 1-800-344-4867, and you press number 1, but nobody's going to remember that number. It's easier if you remember 1-800-FIGHT-MS. And here at the chapter, it's our goal to educate and support the people who live with MS through a number of programs and services, as well as, Ray said, raising money for research. We raise money all across the region to assist people living with MS and those not necessarily diagnosed with MS, but living with it through family, through coworkers, et cetera, through a wide variety of programs. And I think what I'd like to do is just kind of go through some of the highlighted programs and then maybe go back and talk a little bit about them in depth. And certainly feel free to jot down a question or something. So at the end of our presentation here, we'd love to take your questions and your comments. As Kristen had said, we really want to know what we can do for you as members of the society. So some of the programs and services would include educational programs, online resources and teleconferences, not unlike the one that we're doing right now. There are wellness programs, which will help to improve mind, body, and spirit. There are several different ways to connect with others who live with MS. One of them is our self-help groups, in-person self-help groups led by volunteers who have been trained by the National MS Society and who also many times are living with multiple sclerosis themselves. There are college scholarship programs to help support families. We all know that college is expensive, and sometimes living with MS makes it a little bit out of reach, so there are some programs there. We have care management programs, which include peer support and MS friends and respite care, et cetera. We'll certainly talk more about that if you like. There are direct financial assistance programs for the times when you just need a little bit of help, and we can talk about those as well. Relatively new to the National MS Society and to our chapter is the MS Navigator program, and that's not just for folks that are newly diagnosed. It's anywhere along our journey with multiple sclerosis. There are advocacy programs that help improve the quality of life for people with MS, and Ray talked a little bit about that, and we can get into some specifics. And then, of course, there are our fundraising events, Walk MS, Bike MS, our luncheons, which we just had a couple of in the last few weeks, and our Dinner of Champions as well. So that's sort of a highlight, and going back to talk about them a little bit more specifically, the educational programs, online resources and teleconferences. Again, I told you that our web address is www.msnorthwest.org, and through that link, you're able to see all of the upcoming programs, in a lot of cases here, recordings of previous programs that we've done online or via teleconference. There are some in-person programs. The teleconferences, like the one you're sitting in on now, are monthly. This is our kickoff teleconference. December's teleconference will be really great. Allison Shaddy, who's a psychotherapist living with MS and a writer of a very good book about living with MS, she'll be on with us in December. And January's teleconference will cover complementary and alternative medicines. It might be known as CAM to some of you. And that's going to be facilitated by Dr. Alan Bowling, who is from the Rocky Mountain MS Center. And if you haven't read any of his books or newspaper articles or his magazine articles on complementary and alternative medicine, I certainly would suggest that you seek those out. So we're very, very lucky that Dr. Bowling will be joining us for that. As to wellness programs, those programs are sort of in a transition phase right now, and we're leaning towards a way to make them more in tune with what each individual person with living with multiple sclerosis can best use. So that's a very exciting time, and if you want to know more about that, you can certainly contact the chapter either at 1-800-FIGHT-MS or through msnorthwest.org. Support groups are something that are near and dear to my heart. We've got over 40 self-help groups across Alaska, Washington, and Montana, and they are, as I said, either led by someone living with MS or by a professional who's been trained. These support groups are broad-based in most cases, but we also do have some specialty groups, if you like. There are groups for caregivers, for the lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender communities. There's one for moms with MS. I personally co-facilitate a group for men living with MS in the Seattle area. We have one right now, a group for people who are too young to be living in long-term care facilities but are there because of MS, and we're actually looking at expanding that program as well. And most recently, there's an at-home group that's been started, and you can do this meeting people over the phone, and it's a nice way to find support as well. One of the programs that we're very proud of all of our programs, but one of the programs we're most proud of in the Greater Northwest chapter is our college scholarship program. A number of years ago, the national organization decided that it was a good idea to try to help to offer scholarships to the children of people living with multiple sclerosis. Our chapter took that charge to heart and charged quite very forward. We now have given out more scholarships to people living with MS, either diagnosed or parents, in our chapter than all of the other chapters of the National MS Society combined. So that's a very exciting program. Listening to any of our scholars speak is exciting, it's touching, it's heartwarming, and to see these great young men and women who may not have had a chance to go to university unless it were for this scholarship. And it's a 4-year program as well. We're not going to give someone a scholarship for a year and then say, well, we don't have enough money. If we commit to a scholarship, it's a scholarship for 4 years, and that's very exciting as well. Excuse me. As to care management, there are so many facets of what we can do in direct services with care management it's hard to go into all of them. But there are a few to touch on. One is our peer support program, which puts people one-on-one in contact with someone else who's living with MS, who's been trained to help cope with some of the issues. A brand new service that you can read more about on our website is the MS Friends Connection, and that's a 24/7 telephone hotline which you can be put in touch with someone who also lives with multiple sclerosis, a volunteer. There are programs whereby someone trained a social worker could come into your home and help you look at accessibility issues. There are respite care programs for those of us who might be more affected by MS and need round-the-clock help around the house, respite care, so that our care partners can get out and about and take care of themselves as well as us. So the whole the whole program around care management is very exciting, and it's ever expanding as our needs are identified and also expanding. I'm talking an awful lot here, but it's because we have an awful lot to offer, and we want to make sure that we touch on a lot of this. Financial assistance is becoming a greater and greater portion of the chapter's budget. We all know that these are difficult financial times, and unfortunately many of us know that they're particularly difficult for people who are living with multiple sclerosis. We know that the drugs that we take are exceptionally expensive. We know that sometimes there's not enough extra money due to Social Security wages that we might get or only being able to work part-time and those kinds of things. So we know that taking care of ourselves might be difficult. So those are the wellness grants that we talked about a little bit. There's also assistance if you need help with your co-pays on your disease-modifying drugs. We all know that those are very expensive drugs, and so our chapter is committed to helping make sure that people who need and want their MS therapies can get exactly what they need. Another program, and I mentioned it a little bit as relatively new, is the MS Navigator program. We all know that sometimes living with MS feels like there are more questions than there are answers, and the good part is that you don't have to figure them out alone. Our chapter has a Navigator program that's available to assist you as you make your way through the concerns of MS, both large concerns and small. Our MS Navigator is there to listen and help you through, and you'll have a person who will get to know you and help you through the journey. And it's not just a one-point journey. I kind of think of life with MS sort of as an hourglass, and every once in a while we need to have some support. And there's that time that we need to get through that really narrow part, and that's where the MS Navigator is there with a hands-on way to help us get through that so we can get to the bottom of the hourglass and continue to live our life. But we don't necessarily always stay in the bottom. Sometimes we need to get back up in the top and need a little bit more help. So the MS Navigator program is there for us when we need it. As the advocacy programs to help people living with MS improve the quality of their life, I also sit on the subcommittee for activism for the government relations committee for the chapter, and it's an exciting but difficult time legislatively to live with multiple sclerosis. Obviously, state budgets are being cut everywhere that they can be, and that also sometimes means that services and opportunities for people living with MS and other disabilities can be affected. So you have a voice in each of your state capitals. And that voice comes from the Greater Northwest Chapter, and we are constantly in touch with our legislators, both at the state level and at the federal level, to make sure that decisions that are being made are, or the decision makers, I should say, that are making those decisions, hear from people living with MS as they're making those decisions. And that's very important. In fact, one of the things that is happening very soon here at the chapter, having to do with advocacy, is a call on Tuesday, the November 9th. That would be this coming Tuesday. And on that call, not unlike this call, you would call in and you can listen to how the current Health Care Reform Act changes things and how it really affects those of us who are living with MS. Ms. Kim Calder, who I've actually had the chance to meet and speak with, who's brilliant in these issues, she's the Society's Director of Federal Health Affairs, excuse me, and Insurance Policy. She's going to provide an overview of what the Affordable Health Care Act means, and there will be time for some questions and answers as well. So you can register for that program, as we said, with just about everything, online at www.msnorthwest.org, or again, you can call 1-800-FIGHT-MS and dial 1, and that will set you up so that you can register for that teleconference. More work is being done to educate people in the healthcare field by the chapter as well. That's something that we consider advocacy as well. In our area of the United States, it's very important that primary care physicians are educated as to what to look for multiple sclerosis, and our chapter has done an excellent job at expanding the knowledge base of those primary care physicians. So that's very exciting. And also, for those of you who are listening in Alaska and Montana, we are recruiting currently any volunteers that would be interested in getting involved as advocates to speak with your local legislators at the state level and also the federal level. So we're very excited about that, and we hope that you are excited as well. We're currently, by the way, for those of you in Alaska, we're organizing some lobbyist days in Juneau, and we're doing that in Helena as well, and we have one planned in Olympia in February. So again, you can stay up to date on all of this chapter information with the activities that we're doing, the opportunities for programs, the services that we offer, and you can visit us online at msnorthwest.org or calling 1-800-FIGHT-MS. That's 344-4867. And now there's a couple of other opportunities that I'd like to talk about as well. And those have to do with some of our fundraising activities. Our largest, because of the number of sites that we have for fundraising, is the Walk MS program. It's a rallying point for the MS movement, and it represents a community coming together in a common purpose to help raise funds for research, to pay for these programs that we're talking about. And it also is a time to celebrate hope. And if you've never been to a Walk MS event before, I certainly encourage you to get in touch, find out when and where your local Walk MS event is, and if you have a chance, volunteer, get to know the chapter, get to know staff, and it's a very exciting time, and it's also very moving to see hundreds, if not thousands, of people getting out and walking to support us in our life with MS. Also, there's the MS events that happen typically in the autumn, and those are just a bunch of good fun as well. So I certainly encourage all of you to at least attend one of our major fundraising events, and I suspect, like myself, because one of my first interactions with the chapter a number of years ago was by attending as a volunteer one of our Walk MS events here in Seattle, and, well, quite frankly, I was hooked. So we encourage you greatly. We welcome you, those of you who are in Montana and Alaska, to our newly expanded chapter. We're very, very excited to have you on board, and we look forward to affording you the excellence in service that those of us in the former Greater or Washington chapter have been enjoying for a great number of years. And I spoke a little bit about some of those volunteer opportunities. I'd like to pass it back to Ray, who in his capacity as the board chair is sort of our lead volunteer. So I'll hand it back to you, Ray.
Thanks, Travis. You know, as we talk about all the things that the chapter has to offer, and there's so many of them, and we're going to repeat, you know, I feel like I'm in a Pope Peel Pocket Fisherman commercial the number of times that we'll do the website and the telephone number. But just to add one reminder to one of the things that Travis told you about is the scholarship program, because the application period for the scholarship program for 2011 is taking place right now through January the 15th. So in the event that any of you are interested in that, you can go to the chapter website and you can get an application there, or you can make the telephone call and get the application that way. And you know what? Travis talking about volunteering is, you know, and then passing it on to me is really a chance for me to say that, you know, it's the volunteers who make this organization go. You know, Travis is one of my personal heroes and champions for the amount of time and energy and effort he puts into every single MS event that we do. And I know because as chair, I get to see him at every single MS event that we do.
Sorry about that.
And actually, it's quite fun. And for those of you who want a picture to put with that, is you just have to know that Travis occasionally is known to wear his kilt to all of these events, so it's actually a fun experience. The message I think for everybody is that the more volunteers, the better. So if you have an interest in volunteering, it provides an excellent opportunity for not only for you to volunteer to help others, but volunteering sometimes is the best way for you to participate with others with MS and really gain from that experience for yourself. So I think volunteering under those circumstances is actually a double add. It's an add to the people you help. It's an add to yourself for doing it. Our next in-person orientation for volunteering at the Seattle office is Tuesday, December 7th. So for those of you who are here at the office, December 7th, 5:30 to 7. But we're also going to have that available as a virtual volunteer orientation. All the materials that you need are available on the website, so go to the website and pick up the materials. I'm sorry, on the telephone. I just got the signal that that one's a telephone thing. Go ahead and register for that, and it's an orientation to find out how you can participate as a volunteer. To learn more about the overall opportunities with the society, once again, it's if you have your pen out, it's www.msnorthwest.org or by calling the Information Resource Center at 1-800-344-4867. That's 1-800-344-4867, and then push 1. To sort of sum up the concept of the volunteering and the MS Society and everything that we do, we'll use a quote from Casey Keys, a walk team captain here in the Northwest, who summed it all up by saying, "The National MS Society is a rock in the river of this disease, always sound, strong, and with a sensitiveness." And I think that communicates a little bit of what we'd like everybody to understand and know. And as the combined chapter with Alaska, Montana, and Washington, moves into this next era, we want to make sure that the MS Society is providing you with everything that you need everything that is possible to provide to help both cope with the disease and then ultimately find a way to cure the disease. So I think that's it for us. We've run about half of the time, so we'd love to hear from you, both comments and questions, and I'm going to shut up now.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number 1 key on your phone. Again, if you have any questions, please press the number 1 key now. Our first question comes from Carol. Carol, please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you, our speakers, very much because I'm a person also living with MS and have been for the last 25 years. So I'm 54, so I fit the profile. I've done a good job, I feel, handling a career with relapsing, remitting, until I retired at the age 45 because of my company move, which was fine, but I ended up being secondary progressive, which is typical for half of the remitting, relapsing group. So, and that's fine. I live now in Seattle area. I was in Alaska before this and before that Connecticut for my working career. So as I moved to Alaska for my retirement years with my husband, I developed secondary progressive, so that's fine. It came to a point where I needed assistance more than my family could give me. And in looking at Alaska, the alternatives were limited. So I came to the Seattle area as a natural staying on the West Coast. And lo and behold, adult family home industry to handle long-term care for people like me who aren't ready for a skilled nursing, long-term care hospital environment was available. But to my shock, this industry is not throughout all the states of the United States, and it's so appropriate for the level of care I think a lot of MSers need, and considering the growing population of MSers, I might add, you know. So I would love to see at some point, you know, the MS Society on the Northwest chapter, for instance, taking a lead in trying to develop long-term care alternatives to nursing homes for MSers, because the assisted living option I don't feel is appropriate in a lot of cases of secondary and primary progressive. So that's just my comment, my thoughts.
Well, Carol, thank you for your comment there. This is Trevis, and you're right. The industry, if you want to quote it, here in Washington is pretty developed. We in this state have just recently been afforded a grant that is part of the Affordable Care Act to help administer that type of care in those types of facilities. So it is very exciting. It's a time where one of only, I believe, 14 states that have been afforded this grant, and the Greater Washington chapter is working with the non-governmental agency who is administrating this grant to try to make a better program for us. And what our hope certainly is that we can create some sort of a blueprint that type of care is afforded to people all over the United States. So we thank you for that, and we're on it, and we will keep being, and we'll let you know how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number one key on your phone now. Our next question comes from Kim Fried. Kim, please go ahead.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering if you guys knew if there were any employment opportunities. I was diagnosed in 2005, and I participated in the MS Walk, and just like you, I was instantly hooked. And I started with a team of four people, and this last year I had about 40, and I have teams in five different states. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, and I just really love doing this. And I was been considering a career change. I'm a paralegal and would like to just dedicate full-time to working and fighting MS. So I'm wondering if you guys know or can point me to a direction or somewhere where I could make this career switch.
We didn't catch where you're from, so it's probably the best answer to that is to go to the website and keep track of it, because every time that we have an opening, it's always going to be posted there.
Okay, just on the...
Go ahead.
Jenny, it's okay to let her comment through, please.
Kim, please go ahead.
Okay.
I just... check the home page, and there'll be like a flash or something if there's any employment opportunities
under contact. About this chapter.
Yeah, under the part of the web page that says about this chapter.
Okay.
And so whenever there's an opening, that'll be there. And you know, the thing that'll I didn't catch where you're from, but that will also include when we have openings in Alaska and Montana. So.
Okay.
And this is Kristen. I'll just chime in here a little bit, too. A lot of times what happens is people that are interested in working with a chapter often start out in either an internship or as a volunteer. And especially around our events, we have a lot of different opportunities available. So if you have any free time and you want to get involved in that way and see what you think about it and other ways to share your talents, we'd welcome you in that, too, in the meantime.
Okay.
It's worth noting for everyone on the call as well that two separate, I think it was the Puget Sound Business Journal, and I'm not sure which the other
was. Seattle Magazine.
Seattle Magazine is named the Greater Northwest Chapter of the National MS Society as the best nonprofit to work for in the area. So it is an amazing place to work. And when I got started, I did a lot of volunteer work in the office. And I have never been around a group of professionals so passionate about what they do and so caring for their clientele. So it really is an amazing place to volunteer and, I suspect, to work as well.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number one key on your phone now. Our next question comes from Evelyn. Evelyn, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Evelyn, and I have a question. Actually, I think it's two questions. One is, what opportunities, I mean, really, are there for people who cannot get out, i.e., over the phone? And then the other thing relates to, I think there was some kind of research project going on that people could be involved in, and they could search, help out. I don't know if that was at the national level or at your chapter. And those are my two questions.
Okay. I think I'll answer the first one, which is, this is Ray, I'll answer the first one, which is the phone question.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow on the website, you're going to find not only this session, which is, you know, the first one of these, but these are going to continue on an ongoing basis with different guests. But the chapter locally, as well as the national organization, have many, 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 many opportunities for webinars and for telephone call-in opportunities. I think Travis could speak to the fact that he has he participates in an ongoing web show that you do, Travis. So maybe you want to tell him about that.
That's true, and you know, something else that's really important, Evelyn, is it's not just programs and education and things, but there are a couple of different things, and I mentioned them briefly. The peer support program. So if you can't get out and you're sort of in one of those tough places with the disease, you can be involved in that. And what that does is it assigns you, if you will, one-on-one with a peer, someone who lives with multiple sclerosis themselves and has gone through some pretty extensive training. And I was trained on this a number of years ago to just help through those sticky places. And then I mentioned as well the MS Friends Network, which is brand new to the chapter as of, I think, Monday, actually. It's brand new to us on a national level. It's a volunteer-run organization that is offers 24/7 phone support by people living with MS for people living with MS. So that's a couple of things right there.
And also, we on the chat, this is Kristen, and on the chapter calendar, when you go onto the webpage, the first thing that you see is the chapter calendar, and it shows you all the different things happening around the chapter. You can sort it by Alaska, Montana, or Washington. It does list all the online and in-person programs there. There's also links under programs and services to the online teleconferences, recorded things that Ray talked about. And I just want to talk to your second question about the research project. There are many research projects going on locally and around the chapter, and there is a place on the website, and you know, I don't have the exact how to get there, but if you go to the website and you type in clinical trials, it'll take you to that page, and you can search by both on the National Society page and also on the chapter page, search for clinical trials, and I'll let you know about those that you can sign up to participate in. And there's different kinds of research, and I know Travis can speak to this maybe a little bit, whether it's a drug trial or it can be other types. Travis, do you want to talk to that a little bit?
Sure. It's you know, one of the things that many of us living with MS feel like when we're taken out of our former professions, and we kind of feel like we're at a place where we seem to take as far as taking from the society and the chapter and from research, et cetera. It's nice to have an opportunity to sort of give back to the body of knowledge. And research projects are not limited to the next MS drug by any means. In fact, I've been in more than a dozen research projects myself, and only one of them had to do anything with medication, and that happened to be an antidepressant medication anyway. So there are loads of quality of life research projects that are going on. There are several that happen through the University of Washington, some through the University of Alaska, and I'm sure the University of Montana, that have to do with these quality of life that are nothing more than answering questions, the same questions sometimes over a two-year period via the phone or written in. So there are a lot of ways that you can get involved. And if you want to get involved on a larger scale, another address to take a look at is clinicaltrials.gov. That's www.clinicaltrials.gov. And that lists all of the trials nationwide that are going on that are sponsored through the National Institutes of Health.
Ladies and gentlemen, again at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number one key on your phone now. One moment while questions come into queue. There are no further questions in queue at this time.
Well, that means that you've got plenty of opportunities. So if you do have any questions, make sure that you press number one, and we'll put you in queue. We don't want to take up any more time than you need for us to take up. That's for certain. But we want to make sure that all of your concerns and your questions are addressed. So if you have anything that you'd like to say, you know, positive or negative, quite frankly, we need to and want to hear that as well.
Our next question comes from Evelyn. Evelyn, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Evelyn again. I think I miscommunicated to you guys what I was really interested in, because I got to appreciate everything that this society offers to us. What I wanted to know was what kind of volunteer opportunities are available to people to give to other people remotely. Is there anything I can do remotely?
Hi, Evelyn. This is Kristen, and if you were here, you saw me perk up. That's exciting to know. One of the things that we're really trying to do is give anyone that wants to participate in a volunteer basis the opportunity to do so, and we do have plenty of great, what I call virtual opportunities for volunteers. There's some computer work that can be done. There's also some what I call outreach and resource investigators. We call them MS Reach volunteers, where we need help in those local communities finding maybe some new resources for physical activity, or finding where people go for rehab or PT, so that we can add that to our resources for other people living in your community and make that available when they call into the MS Navigator. That's one example. Also, when we're doing a program in your community, we often need people to help us make those phone calls and just do reminders that we're excited to see them at a program. There's other opportunities. If you have a regular physician that you visit, we're going to have some new chapter posters out and chapter brochures that we want to deliver out in the community, put up at your local Starbucks, in a rehab clinic where you go, or any of those kind of places, so that people have more awareness about the chapter and how to connect with us. So there's lots and lots of opportunities. We have a great volunteer manager. There are ways online, if you go to the volunteer link on the website, to connect with us and let us know that you're interested and you want a virtual opportunity. So we have that orientation, so you can find out more about the chapter. That's available virtually. And again, lots and lots of opportunities. Just let us know what your time availability is, if you want to do computer or phone, or what kind of things you feel comfortable with, and I guarantee we'll find a way for you to connect with us.
Our next question comes from Karen. Karen, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on disability from the MS and on Medicaid and stuff, and I just wanted to know, have you guys heard that is Medicaid cutting out all pharmaceuticals?
You know, Medicaid is a state state-run program, so every state is different. Short answer to your question is I have not heard that Medicaid is cutting out the disease-modifying drugs. I know that each state around the country is trying to figure out a way to close budget gaps, and each state will do that in their own way. The disease-modifying drugs, however, I would be very surprised if they went that far. And here's the most important thing. If your state Medicaid department decides that they're not going to pay for your drugs, number one, let us know, because we can do a couple. We can follow up in our advocacy department with those state health agencies and make sure that they know that what they're doing is hurting a lot of people with MS. And number two is, remember I said that we have direct financial assistance for those in need for their disease-modifying therapy, so we can figure out a way to help you out with that.
Our next question comes from Carol. Carol, please go ahead.
Yes, this is Carol again. I just wanted to share with the organization that I'm in a long-term care facility here in Linwood, Washington, as I probably mentioned earlier. And I invited the MS Society of Seattle to send a rep out to the adult family home that I'm in just to see what it's like, and that it would be of interest to the society in Seattle to promote for MSers who needed this type of care. And I was happy to see someone came out to this home last April. And I just wanted to pass that along, that we should just encourage this type of long-term care option for other MSers if need be.
Well, thank you for that, Carol, and for getting back on and letting us know that. And I want you to know that this is a really exciting time. I hate to use that term, but there's a lot going on in our strategic plan going forward for that type of long-term care facility, which is not limited to, but we're taking into consideration in-house self-help groups, where we may send someone in to spend maybe 6 or 8 or 10 times coming in once a month and sort of running self-help group meetings that then we'll help find and train a leader within that organization, so that each of these facilities can have their own self-help groups. And looking at a lot of other things, like I said, it's including that, but not limited to. So it is one of our major points of focus, is to make sure that the long-term care, the assisted care, the adult homes, that is a big focus of where we want to move forward and make sure that our services and our programs are available to people who are living in those situations.
And this is Kristen. I just want to add to that. One other thing that we're starting to do is have the opportunity to go into some of those care facilities that might not yet have people living with MS there, and providing what we're calling, you know, basic MS 101 to help educate them and raise their awareness about MS, so that they're more open to having clients living there with MS. So we're going at it in a couple of different ways.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions at this time, please press the number 1 key on your phone now. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the number 1 key on your phone. One moment while questions come into queue. There are no further questions in queue at this time.
Okay. Actually, if there are no more questions, let's do it this way. Thank you all for participating in this. I think we're all nodding at each other that those were really great questions and comments, and we appreciate your participation. The thing that we want you to know is that we've started these as monthly teleconferences as an answer to a request to have this on a regular basis. So we are going to continue to have it on a regular basis at the request of our MS Navigator. The monthly teleconferences will be held on the first Thursday of the month. So that's the first Thursday of every month at 6:30 p.m. PDT, or Pacific, yeah, that's right, Pacific Daylight Time, okay. And at 7:30 in Montana and 5:30 in Alaska. So once again, the first Thursday of every month at 6:30, 7:30 in Montana and 5:30 in Alaska. And we know for everybody living with MS, if you're stuck indoors or less than active in the dark days, this is a great chance to connect with other people with MS and to find out more about the chapter and what's going on. We also invite you to join us for the next teleconference on December 2nd to learn more about talking with family and friends about MS, because that's going to be the topic. And again, that's Allison Shaddy. She is a clinical social worker and one of the greatest people that you'll ever get a chance to hear from. So, Travis, you know, I always wondered how we never ended up on, you know, like National Public Radio or anything. And I think the reason is that we probably wouldn't be very good at the whole, you know, Begathon telephone number thing, but maybe we should try.
You know, I think that 1-800-FIGHT-MS, is that what you're getting? Or www.msnorthwest.com. I think that that we could probably run a telethon, Ray.
Yeah, I think so. For all of you, one more time, 1-800-344-4867. Press 1, and hopefully you'll get the answers to all your questions.
And the website again is www.msnorthwest.org. And to wrap it up, we're going to give it back to Ms. Kristen Sanger.
Thanks, everyone, and I want to thank you to our distinguished speakers, Ray and Travis. It's always fun to be here and to listen to them. They've got a great wealth of knowledge, and especially as they are also living with MS. I want to encourage you to contact the chapter with any of your questions, concerns. We're here to help. We will be out in your community more. Make sure to watch for our quarterly newsletter, MS Connections, and our new Quick Connect postcard that outlines our dated programs and services in your own individual communities. If you're not on that mailing list, you can go to the website and click on Connect with Us. You can also do the 1-800-FIGHT-MS and press 1 and ask to be on our list so that you can make sure you're getting those newsletters. So thanks again, everyone. We hope you have a great evening, and welcome to the Greater Northwest Chapter.